This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm very hopeful of what could become with. I mean, that's a lot of money. It's still the
nuts and bolts are the same. The bones are the same.
Two concerns,
right?
One, think of a house. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're going to add value to or make your house better, the first thing you do is go out, and they cannot do that. There's just only so much that can be done right in one building. Comparative to, not to say it won't be a lot better. I'm sure it could be. I'm comparing it in my head to the thing I saw in Virginia. That's what I'm comparing it to. And I know Virginia is a trigger word for people, so anywhere else.
The plans for the new place.
Right. New place plans here, the new Capital One Arena. It's still a 30-plus-year-old. I'll be there when my kid's 12, right? 9 years from now, it'll be a 36-year-old building. I'm sure it'll be better than it is right now when they put $500 million into it. But I just wonder. This is the only market I've ever known. Mm-hmm. I am from Virginia, Washington, D.C., region, born and raised, loving all these teams. Is it this way in every market that people don't want new things? People are like, I'm excited. I want to stay at Capital Arena. It's fine. It's fine should not be. Are you a fan that goes to games? You don't want something awesome? Am I in the minority? I'm actually asking that.
No, I think you are, because especially here, where everybody's got maybe more political juice than they normally would, say in like
maybe
Minneapolis or whatever.
Yeah, maybe that's my problem, is I don't care enough about the politics of it that everyone gets so upset about.
Well, because as soon as, like in Buffalo, for example, when it was like, hey, we need a new stadium, they're like, yeah, oh, of course, God, it's a treasure for our little local market. We need it so badly. Yeah, let's give them some money. But here it's like, a billionaire is going to get money? Yeah! You know what I mean? Like, that bothers a huge percentage of people, including me, by the way. I hate the idea of anybody giving a red cent to the billionaire.
By the way, I could touch a button and either billionaires have to build their own stadiums or they don't, I'm not like some guy that just wants to build stadiums for billionaires. My priority is a new awesome arena, a new awesome stadium. I have been hearing about the next stadium for the Commanders for 15 years. And nothing has been done. They are nowhere. There's been dudes that come and go, guys I like, or I've had breakfasts and lunches and dinners with people telling me about the new arena, talk to this team president and that team president, and there's nothing. We're nowhere. There's no NFL stadium that I'm going to this year other than stupid FedEx Field again. Still, I'm still going to FedEx Field. And recently, Jason Wright told me, I'll still be there after the lease is up. I'm the crazy one who wants to stop going there. But let's fight more over whether or not it should be here or there. A bunch of people yelling at me who don't go to the games, by the way. How many games you go to? I've been to Capital One Arena once in the last 2 years. Tell me more how I should feel. I'll be there again in two nights. It's so annoying to me. Now, if you're a season ticket holder or someone that goes to games occasionally, I don't know, a couple times, once a year. That could be a good threshold. Once a season, fine. But for people that don't go to games, to tell me, you're an idiot if you want a new arena, this one's fine, says the guy who went there 3 years ago. And it's fine is not good enough. You think when my wife has to tell people, like, what's your husband look like?
He's fine. It's fine.
You think that's what she dreamed of when she was a little girl?
No.
You shouldn't dream of fine. You should dream of awesome new venue in a town center with a bunch of new restaurants and bars. It's okay to let yourself dream about
it's
that.
Okay.
It's fine.
I just, like, I keep coming back to the same. I know I've said the same point over and over. I guess we all kind of grab onto our certain things here when it comes to this discussion. I don't care where it is. I've never cared where it is. I want to be, you know, I'd like to be able to go a couple times a year like I normally do, but it's mostly a TV thing for me.
You say that, but you were out on the Landover.
Fair enough. Yeah, it can't be there.
Like, I actually don't care where it is.
Yeah, let me retract that.
Something new and I'll go there. You don't want it out by FedEx.
Yes, I've done that my whole life. Or did that for half
is
my life.
Is that personal? Like,
yeah.
You guys have had your thing kind of thing?
Partly. I just, it now, logistically for me, selfishly, on a weeknight, I'm not driving to Landover, Maryland for a Wizards game or a Caps game with my kids. I'm not doing that. That logistically impossible. It's a non-starter. I don't want it there. I did that for 20 years. I saw Michael Adams. I saw Jeff Rulin when you guys weren't doing any of this stuff. All right? I've been there. I paid my dues. I put in my time, please and thank you. I guess my point is, all I care about is the arms race that's going on in professional sports, where the stupid Commanders, change that name immediately, have the worst facility in the sport. Not only the stadium, that's like second or third on my list of things I care about. The stupid practice facility, the linemen meet in the cafeteria. Everybody that comes from a major Division I university came from better facilities than are there at the pros, where they're in quite literally the business of winning football games. That's their business, and they have the worst facilities in the sport. I care about that so much. That's what I care about. I care about that. The practice facility where the Wizards are supposed to be getting better to try to build this new dynasty is a place that the players don't really go to. It's in the middle of 6.5 miles away from the arena in a neighborhood that a lot of guys don't go to. And now you have the Capitals, who have long standing this cool thing atop the Ballston Mall, which is a neat novelty because you can go watch them skate sometimes and then skate on the same arena floor. It's not enough anymore. It's 2024. Excellent facilities for the players. The latest in sports science, the latest in data, the latest in everything needs to be right there to compete in this arms race. No more, we get by on guts. We get by on heart and joy. No, enough of that crap. Enough of putting logistical challenges in the way of winning. That's the part that I care about. So if that means new stadium in a new municipality, let's do that. If you could somehow add a layer on top or below of Capital One Arena with that $515 million, so guys don't have to drive to St. Elizabeth's to get a couple shots up after hours, do that. That's the part I care about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.